retired flag officers are calling for top military resignations. Let me give you an example right here from the press release. Nearly 90 retired generals and admirals signed a letter calling for the resignation of Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff based on their key roles involving events surrounding the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. The hasty retreat left an unknown number of Americans stranded in dangerous areas controlled by a brutal enemy, along with Afghans who supported American forces. We don't know how many Americans are there, but we know it's hundreds, could be into the thousands. But we know we left them behind after Joe Biden promised that would never happen. General Joe Arbuckle is a retired United States Army Major General joining me here to talk about this. General, good to have you here. How did this start?
You're talking about the letter there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm talking about the letter. How did you guys get together on this? Let's back up, actually. What is the conversation with you and other retired officers that you know, watching all of this unfold over the past 30 days, especially over the last week? What is the conversation with retired military officers like yourself?
Well, it's basically one of disgust, embarrassment, and any other adjective you can think to put on that. Frustrated, and just totally dissatisfied with what's happening.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. You've got retired military going in there and rescuing people in the streets of Kabul while the American military is being ordered to not move. We know we've got hundreds of Americans stranded in the country, maybe right in the city. We know that they are in harm's way now, but we're told that we'll now use diplomatic channels. Did we have to leave? Did we have to leave by August 31st or September 11th or any other predetermined date? Or could we have done our job properly and gotten people out?
Well, that's exactly it. No, there's no drop-dead date that's imposed on this thing. It's a political decision, the 31st. And what should have been done is to have a time phase, event-driven, condition-driven, safe and secure withdrawal from the country. And given the proper resources on the ground, that is the military resources, that kind of a plan could have been executed. And going back many, many months, that's what was expected, that kind of a organized, safe and secure withdrawal. Now, by sticking to this 31 August deadline, we see the consequences, which are disastrous. As you just said, we've left Americans behind. In no other time in our history have we deliberately done that. In fact,
ever.
This is the worst politically driven military operation that I can recall, and I underline politically driven.
Yeah. You know, I watched the Taliban walk into a hangar yesterday at the airport after the Americans had left. There were Chinook helicopters in there, three or four. But they also have Blackhawks, Humvees, MRAPs, night vision goggles, $40, $50, $60 billion in supplies. The Taliban will be the biggest dealer of U.S. arms in the black market for the next 10 years because of this inept behavior. Is there any leadership? I mean, how can General Mark Milley look at anybody and have a serious conversation about what he has done and how he's conducted himself? How does the Secretary of Defense look at anybody and try to be taken seriously after what we have witnessed here? Or is this all on Joe Biden? Because they could have given him advice. Say, sir, don't do this. We don't know what the internal discussions were. And Joe Biden being stubborn and, frankly, senile, we don't know what his decision was. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, that's really the purpose of this letter. It's all about accountability at the top level within the military chain of command. And you're exactly correct. We don't know what happened behind closed doors in those discussions between the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. But I have to believe, as this operation was being discussed probably several times, they had to be offering their best military advice on how to do this to minimize our losses and do it properly. And so then it's the role of the president, this decision maker, wearing his hat as the commander in chief, to listen to their advice and either accept it or not. And obviously, president has made his own decision on this. He stuck to the 31st deadline. So at that point, based on the way we operate within the military, we have a couple choices. We can either accept that decision from the decision maker and go out and try and execute it, which is what has happened, or in this case, because of the magnitude of the consequences that you've been mentioning, what we believe, those of who signed this letter, retired flag officers, they should have said, in good conscience, Mr. President, I cannot do this. I must resign.
Well, we saw one guy do that. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller resigned his commission in the United States Marines after he was relieved of duty for criticizing the administration of this exodus from Afghanistan. He said, I want accountability. He was relieved of duty, and then he resigned his commission after 17 years. What do you make of Stu Scheller?
Yes, I've watched his podcast there, and first of all, he displayed a tremendous amount of moral courage to make that statement, knowing full well that he was leaving the Marine Corps no choice but basically to remove him from command. Now, I think his resignation from the Marine Corps is his own personal choice, but the Marine Corps did, they were in a position where they had to take him out as a commander. Yeah, but that just comes back to the point that he knew it, and he said that, basically. That would be the consequence, so that just reinforces his moral courage and standing up to speak what he believes in.
How long does it take the United States to... Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that, you know, one of the bedrock fundamental principles, Steve, in the military has always been we hold each other responsible and accountable for our actions, all the way up to the top, the chain of command, all the way down. And really, that's what this letter is all about. It's about accountability for our decisions, our actions, and what we do or fail to do.
Not only have we left Americans behind, we've left behind those that helped us over 20 years. We brought home thousands that were not properly vetted. It was a mess from top to bottom. We don't even know if the people we brought home were ones that helped us or ones that hate us, so there's another mistake. What happens when we see Americans being held hostage or murdered at the hands of terrorists in Afghanistan in the days, weeks, months, and years to come? Then what, General?
Right, exactly. Then what? That's the big question that's looming out there right now. Well, one option, of course, is to use pinpoint overwhelming force on the leaders of the Taliban that are involved in that. And in terms of going back in there with a large military force, I'm not sure that's going to be feasible. But that's something that's got to be worked hard right now. What do we do? That is the pivotal question right now. What do we do when Americans are either killed or tortured in the future? It's just terrible that we're in this situation, even having to talk about it.
I can't even believe we're here. Believe we're here. You know, Jimmy Carter may have had a failed rescue mission in 1979 or two, but at least he tried to rescue Americans from Tehran. He didn't sit there and throw in the towel. This is disgusting, frankly. I'll give you the last word.
Well, there's more consequences. Of course, that's the most serious consequences, leaving Americans behind. I mean, that's just outrageous. The weapons and other equipment we left behind are a big deal also, but also we've opened the door for China to come in to Afghanistan.
That's right.
And use Bagram in there as a major power projection platform for the Belt and Road Initiative, and the $3 trillion in precious metals there is going to help them, put them ahead of us, not to mention damaging our reputation across the world stage. Nobody's going to trust America now to be a reliable ally.
I mean, General, I got to leave it right there. I got to leave it right there. You're exactly right. I'd like to have you back as soon as possible. General Joe Arbuckle, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit LinexOfLansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for